All right, so we're on the Daf Lamed Hei today in Masechet Ketubot, and the Daf tonight and each night this week is sponsored by Rafi Meidi on the occasion of the Yahrzeit of his father, Rachman Ben Mani, Zichron Livracha. Okay, very nice. Okay, so let's go back to Lamed Daled Amud Beis 34b, around 10 lines from the bottom. Just refresh your recollection. So we've been dealing with the Stira and the Mishnayot. Our Mishnah says that even if you rape like the close family relatives, you still have to pay the kenas. You're going to pay all the damages according to our Mishnah. And then the Mishnah says in Masechet Makot, you get Malkot. So how do we reckon? Well, Lamed Hey, 35a, we're on 34b, a few lines to the bottom, Lamed Dalad Days. So how do we reconcile this? So the first that we had Ula who said that it was Malkot and money, you pay the money. So then how do I deal with the case with the Mishnah says you get Malkot? It's talking about a case where there are no damages, as in the case where the sister consented to it and she was a Nara that was a Yatoma or a Bogeret. And then, so that was the way that Ula does it. Okay, but we're gonna focus tonight more on Rabbi Yochanan's Hesber and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are bar plotis Rav Shas. So Rabbi Yochanan says that If it's a choice between Malkot and money, you get the Malkot. You get the Malkot, not the money. So the question is, how do I deal with the case in our Mishnah where you're paying the money? So Rabbi Yochanan says it's Kan Shehitrubo, Kan Shelo Hitrubo. Where they gave Hatra, so then you get Malkot and not money. If they didn't get you Hatra, you pay money and not Malkot. Okay, that's. Then last we had Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish follows the sheet to the Tan Rav Meir. The Meir says, Lo Ke'o Mishalim, you can get both. So you get both, then we think we're home free with the whole situation, and we'll see how that goes. Okay. right. That's correct. That's what we're going to learn. Okay. What? What's no? No, you don't. No. We don't do it that way. Okay. Let's do 10 lines from the bottom now. Now, on Lamed Dalon Beis 34b, 10 lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says, "Mishlemi Rabbi Yochanan Lamark Reish Lakish." So I understand Rabbi Yochanan doesn't want to follow Reish Lakish. Learns Loke Umishalim. He's going like the Tana Rameir, that he rejects the limud of Kidei Rishatom Mishum Rishah Chada Tamachayvo Via Tamachayvo Mishum Shtei Rishayot, that you get punishment for one thing and not two things. So he rejects that. So I understand why he doesn't follow Reish Lakish. The Kamukim Lak Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan this Machlokin Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say you only get one. And so I want to go like the Chachamim. I don't want to go like Rav Meir. So I'm not going to follow that drasha. El Reish Lakish, my Tamil Mark Rabbi Yochanan. Why doesn't Reish Lakish subscribe to what Rabbi Yochanan says? Rabbi Yochanan has a nice shot. What's wrong with him? In other words, so it'll be like the Chachamim, and you'll only get Malkot if there's Malkot and Mamon. And then the thing is, this is Mamon, that's the case where there was no hasrad, no warning, so then you'll get money. So Amar Lach, Reish Lakish would say to you, Kaven Dilu Atrubei Patur, since you concede that within the sheet of the Chachamim, that if you got Hatra'a, then you're Patur, Dilu Atrubei Nami Patur. The way I understand the sheet of the Chachamim is not just if you get Hasra, you're Patur, even without Hatra, you're Patur. In other words, if you transgress, right, in other words, if you have the potential of Malkot, like Yosef's saying, then you're patur from the pain, right? So I don't like your pshat. So v'azu tamayim. So the Gemara says they each follow their shitot that we've seen elsewhere. The chiyat of Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Israel, and the Gemara often has this, where Rav Dimi comes from Eretz Israel, typically reports something named Rav Yochanan, and then Ravin comes from Eretz Israel and reports a different version of Rav Yochanan, and then we're going to have the same thing tonight. The Chiyat Rav Dimi Amar, Rav Dimi said, Chayvi Mitot Shogin, Chayvi Malkiot Shogin V'Davar Acher. You have people who are Chayvi Mitot B'Shogeg, meaning they're not going to be executed, they killed somebody B'Shogeg. So you normally go to Galus, you go into Galus. So he says, V'Chayvi Malkiot Shogin, or I transgressed the law, but B'Shogeg, so I'm not going to get Malkot. He says, V'Davar Acher, and there's also Tashlumin, Davar Acher means his money. So it's either the meat and the money or the Malkot and the money. But the meat and the money is not meat because of the Shogeg. And the Malkot is not Malkot because of the Shogeg. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayev. Rabbi Yochanan says in that case, he's chayav for the tashlumin because he's not getting mita, he's not getting malkot, so he's got to pay the money. He says, Reish Lakish Amar Patur. Reish Lakish says, no, in that case, he's patur, as we discussed, since he transgressed something which had the potential for mita, the potential for malkot. So then with the mita, it's kemli b'drab minei. With the malkot, it's, you know, within the sheet of chamim, so mainly he's off the hook. One second. He says, Reish Lakish Amar Patur. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayav, Dalawatrube. Yochanan says, He's chayiv because he never got hasra. In other words, saying shogeg. In other words, the purpose of hasra is the hapkin bin shogeg lemezid. But so the point is that he's not lemaisa. He's not getting malkot. Rishlak shemar patur. Even the atribi patur. If they would have given him the hasra, he'd be patur. To the atribi nami patur. So they no hasra. He's also patur. Okay. So the point being that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish have a disagreement understanding what the Shita Chacham is with these situations. But the bottom line is that Rabbi Yochanan says, in order to be patur, you have to actually be chayiv mita or chayiv, we'll see, and chayiv malkot. If you're actually chayiv, then you have to pay the money. And Reish Lakish says, no, you're patur across the board. What's up? Say again, repeat. If it's right, in other words, because ain lokem mishalim, right? If it's where you transgress the law, but at the same time you incurred the chi of mamo, then you don't have to pay, right? Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. Let me just do a few more lines and we'll pause, okay? So the Gemara says, Eifei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. So Reish Lakish poses a question to Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Reish Lakish has got more of the blanket tour. In other words, if according to Reish Lakish, if I did an Aveira that theoretically could be Chayav Misa, theoretically could be Chayav Malkot, I'm off the hook with Tashlumin. So Eifei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, so the pasuk in Parsha Mishpatim says, "Bechi yirivud anashim." If people are fighting, yikaisha reyu be'even obe grof, and then somebody hits somebody with a stone or with a fist. No, I didn't say the right thing. I'm sorry. Bechi natzu anashim. I'm sorry, a different pasuk. It says, "Bechi natzu anashim." If people are fighting, v'nakfu isha harabi atzu yiladeha. So Reuven is fighting with Shimon. And accidentally, Reuven intends to like really give a whack to Shimon. Instead, he whacks this pregnant woman who is nearby. But Akuli Shara Harabi Atsugila Deha, and she loses her children. Lo Yason, and there's no fatality in that. So Lo Yason, Anoshi Anesh Kasher should love Bal Hayishav in a time of Lulim. So he's got to pay money. Let's see back in the Gemara. So Eifei Reish Lakish of Yochanan, Lo Yason, Anoshi Anesh. The pasuk says, if there's no fatality, if the woman doesn't die, then Reuven's got to pay for the Demei Vlago. Meaning, but if she would die, whatever the circumstances are, this is what Reish Lakish propounds, then he's off the hook. Then if she would die, it's like Kim Lebed Rabin Rene. You're not going to pay. No, even if you don't kill him. In other words, let's go back. The way Reish Lakish says the Pasuk, blow Yason. There's no fatality for the woman doesn't die. Please, everybody be patient, okay? That the woman does not die. If the woman does not die, then, excuse me, if the woman does not die, then he pays the money. But if she does die, he doesn't pay the money. Even if he didn't get hasra, even nothing, it doesn't make a difference. In other words, if the woman died, even if he's not going to be executed, he's not going to pay the money. That's the way Reish Lakish understands the pasuk. So that's a kasha against Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan will respond the top line on Lamed Hevel 35a, the top line. So Rabbi Yochanan will respond, lo din ason. No, it doesn't mean that there's no ason, there's no fatality, the way that Reish Lakish said in the Pasuk, meaning the woman didn't die, means lo yason, there's no din of death penalty for the perpetrator. So in other words, if the perpetrator is not subject to the death penalty, then he pays the money. Otherwise, then he pays the money. But if he is subject to the death penalty, then he doesn't pay the money. But he's got to be subject to the death penalty for the patur. That's the way Rabbi Yochanan understands the pasuk. Okay? So the question is v'lo yason talking about the woman? There's no fatality for the woman. Or is v'lo yason that there's no death penalty for the perpetrator? Right, for Reuven, who hit the woman. V'lo yason. So that's the way Rabbi Yochanan learns the pasuk. V'lo yason, there's no death penalty for Reuven. Therefore, he pays the money. But if there would be a death penalty, he'd be executed, then he doesn't have to pay the money. That supports his way. Just two more lines and we'll close, okay? So, Iga de Amre, others want to say, Epe Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, that it was framed as a question that Rabbi Yochanan posed to Reish Lakish. The first way was a proof for Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan. It says, Epe Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, V'lo Yason Noshianesh, My Lav Din Ason. It was Rabbi Yochanan is propounding this pasuk as a proof to his position that the only time you have the patur is when the person is going to be executed. Then it's Kim Le B'Drabimine. So, he says that there's no Ason, there's no death penalty, but if there'd be a death penalty, he wouldn't have to pay. So to which Reish Lakish says, lo, Ason Mamash. No, it means if there's no fatality, the woman doesn't die. The woman dies, whatever the circumstances are, whether we're going to put him to death or not, then he's off the hook. So that supports Reish Lakish's hesber. Okay, whose question comes to the end we did? What's up? No. In other words, she was pregnant. She lost, whatever she was carrying, she lost. No. That's the damages. But in other words, you're saying that you're asking about Kim Leibid Rabamine, like if we're executing the guy, what about all the damages he did? But that's part of the damages. Wait, I'm losing it with this Dalton. Oh, in other words, how come you don't get a death penalty if you cause, it means the death of the Ubar? No, because in other words, for Lo Tirtzach, it has to be like the person who is alive walking on the earth. That's what it comes out. For Lo Tirtzach, it has to be that way. Okay, now, any other questions, comments, thoughts? Okay, what's up?
I have...
Wait, 1 minute, Fern, go ahead, Robert. Yeah. I mean, that's the din of Kim Levi to Rabamine, which we've been discussing. Clearly, that's the issue we've been discussing. Well, we went through it came a little bit late, but I went through all the shitot, but I can't repeat everything, Robert. But the idea is though, is that the issue we're discussing is that only when we're going to be executed that you're exempt from monetary punishment? Or is it even if you transgressed the law, in other words, you didn't get hatra, you killed somebody, but they didn't give you a warning. Are you then also exempt or not exempt? In other words, let's say Reuven shoots Shimon and kills Shimon. And before he shoots him, he gets Adam and hatra. They say, if you shoot him, you're going to be chayav nisa. So he shoots him. That's Kim Levi to rob him. Let's say there are no Adam, or let's say there are Adam, but they don't give him hatra. And he shoots Shimon. Now is he patur from Tashlumin? That's a machloket we had in the Gemara between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he's chayiv. If there's no death penalty for him, he's chayiv in Tashlumin. But according to Reish Lakish, we'll see. The Gemara is going to revise this. We're going to see in a minute. We're going to see in a minute that in the end it's going to be that even Rabbi Yochanan will agree that there's no tashlumin. But right now, that's where the Gemara is holding. But according to Reish Lakish, if you transgressed the prohibition that could theoretically have been mechayev of you, then that's it. That's Kim Levi Rabamine. That's where we're holding right now. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Now, what's up, Fern? You were patient. Fern?
No, there's no answer to this. It's the out-of-luck plaintiff. There's no answer for her. It's just... The woman... is damaged, and because the guy is potentially
there's no answer, but that's the halakha. Okay, now let's take it back in the Gemara. Now on line 3, I'm a rabba. Now, a moment ago we quoted the statement, and the statement was from Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, and he reported the machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that Chayvi Mito Shogin and Chayvi Malkio Shogin. If you killed somebody b'shogeg accidentally, you did an aveira that Chayvi would be Chayvi Malkio b'mezid. So we said this machlok in both those instances between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether you have the patur or not. So we said that Rabbi Yochanan holds in those cases you're Chayev in Tashlumin. if you're not actually chayiv misa, you're not actually chayiv malkot, then you're chayiv in tishlumin. And Reish Lakish says no, that you're patur. So now the Gemara says we're on Lamed Hey Amar Aleph, Lamed Hey Amar Aleph, line 3 or 4, line 4. So Amar Rav, Mi Kalamad Amar Chayv Bitot Shogin Chayavim. Is there anyone who holds that if you killed somebody Shogin, that you're Chayv and Teshlumin? That when it was according to the previous discussion of the Gemara, we said that's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. But now the Gemara is asking, is there anybody who holds that way? And the Gemara is going to prove from Brisa that nobody holds that way. All right. So this is a little bit what you were discussing with Robert. Okay. Ba'atana de Be'chizkia, a Bryce that was taught in the base medrash of Chizkia, Makei Adam Makei Behema. So there's a pasuk in the Chumash. It says at the end of Parshat Emor, it says Umakei Behema Yishalmena. If you strike, you injure an animal, you have to pay for it. Umakei Adam Yimad. In other words, if I kill the animal, I pay tashlumin. I kill the person, I'm chayiv misa. I'm chayiv misa, but I'm not chayiv tashlumin. So he says, meaning the Torah sets up a parallel between Makei Behema and Makei Adam. Ma Makei Behema lo chilakta bo bin b'shogeg bein b'meizid bein b'mektaven l'sha'im b'mektaven b'derech yirida derech aliyah b'potro mamo l'chayvo mamo. Meaning, we have two columns, Behema column and Makei Behema and Makei Adam. So Makei Behema, I have absolute liability. Whether I intended to damage the behemoth or not, whether I did it derech aliyah, derech yirida that comes up in second makot, whether I did it with an upward swing or a downward swing, in other words, to be chayef, if you remember, for galos, it has to be by apelov, it has to be downward. But in other words, it doesn't matter if I intended or not, so I'm chayef. So on one side of the scale, I'm always chayef. Af maki adam, now the maki adam says, maki adam yuma. Af Makei Adam lo takot bo bein b'shogi bein b'meizid bein b'kavein l'shem b'kavein mei derech yirida derech aliyah l'chayvo mamon of l'potro mamon. So just like on the right side of the scale, the right side of the chart, it's always chayev. So on the left side of the chart, which Makei Adam, you're always patur from teshlumin. When it says umakei behima yishalmena, if I kill the animal, pay for it. Umakei Adam yimak, I kill the person, I the death penalty. So Tana de Bechizki is teaching me a brisa. There's a parallelism. Parallelism is we're not going to have chilukim on either side. Just like the Makei Behema, every scenario, I'm chayiv. Doesn't matter accidentally, I'm paying it. So too, on the Makei Adam side, I'm never going to pay. He says, so if that's the case, so obviously we don't think Rabbi Yochanan would disagree with this brisa. So we're midway down the column on Lamed Hei Amar Aleph 35a. Elokiyata Ravin Amar, and this, like what I said, so of course we saw Rav Dimi. Now here's Ravin. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, so he's going to tell us what the machloket is. Elokiyata Ravin Amar, Chayvim Mitot Shogin, Kuliyamalo Pligi Deptorin. If it's a person he killed B'Shogeg, even though he's not going to get the death penalty, everybody agrees he's Patur. You know, Sai Rabbi Yochanan, Sai Reish Lakish, everybody agrees he's Patur. He pligi the machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is bechayve malchut shogin v'davar achir. The machloket is if I transgress a law that you bechayve me malchut b'meizid, but I did it b'shogeg, so I'm not actually going to get the malchut. And I have davar achir means mamon. So he says Rabbi Yochanan amar chayev. Rabbi Yochanan says in that case you are chayev b'tashlumin. He says chayve mitot itkush chayve malchut lo itkush because. We saw the Hekesh, we saw that Pasuk, that Tana de Bechizkia. It was a Hekesh between Makei Behema and Makei Adam. So there's a Hekesh between the two of them, so that's the Hekesh. So if it's Makei Behema, or rather if it's Makei Adam, then I have to tour across the board. But if it's not Makei Adam, it's just all I was guilty of was something that would be Mechayiv me Malkot. So if I'm Chayiv the Malkot, you know, Chinami of the tour. And that Rabbi Yochanan learns, Mishum Rishakat Atamachayva, Viyatamachayva, Mishum Shtei Rishayot. You don't even punish me for, you know, one act of wrong, not two acts of wrong. Since Reish Lakish Amar Patur, Reish Lakish says, no, that just like in the Mita case, there's an absolute Patur in Tashlumin, so too, when I transgress a law that could theoretically be the Chayvim Malkot, there's also an absolute Patur. Why? The favorite shrivs of Torah chayvi malchiot chayvi mitot, because Reish Lakish says the Torah explicitly teaches me the patur, the same patur that we learn by chayvi mitot. The Torah, according to Reish Lakish, teaches me a patur by chayvi malchiot. How so? Heichan rivs the Torah. Where did the Torah teach me this? So Amar Abaye Akir Rasha Rasha. So Abaye says we have a gzeir shav. Gzeir shav, as we know, we have two words in two different locations, the same word or similar words. And we learn one halacha from it, and it's based on the Torah that we learned this way. So Rashi tells us what the psukim are. Let's look in Rashi, around the 20 lines below the bottom. Aki Rasha Rasha. Nemar b'chayvi mitot asheru rasha lamod. It says in Parshat Masei, you know, lo tuchu chofer l'nefesh rotzeach asheru rasha lamod. Don't take any bribe money to let somebody off the death penalty. But it says rasha, that the person who kills is a rasha. And this is v'nemar b'chayvi malchut v'yam bin akod rasha. It says in Parshas Ki Teitzei that in bin akod rasha, it's talking about malchut. So there I have rasha by malchut and rasha by a person who kills. So it's teaching me, according to Abaye within Reish Lakish, that just like by killing, there's a p'tur, whether it's shogeg or mezid, I have a p'tur in Teshlumin. So too, by chayvi malchut, I have a p'tur, whether I'm actually going to be chayv malchot or I'm not going to be chayv malchot, but I transgress a law that could theoretically be chayv and malchot. A few more lines, then I'll pause. Okay, let me just get to the bottom of the omelet. Okay, Rava Amar Akim Makim Makim. Rava says I agree. There's a limud, but it's not the limud you say, Reish Lakish. It's the limud is Makim Makim. We think it's a gzeir shava between, you know, Makay Behima and another Makay, which should be by malchot. We don't know which ones yet. I'm really Rapapa the Rava. So Rapapa says to Rava, hey Maka, which Maka is the Xerishaba? Ilema umakebe mai shalmena umake adam yumad. That's the pasuk we just did. So he says, hi bektalakti. That's not talking about kibe malkot. It's talking about somebody who needs to be executed. Ela hai Maka, this Maka. Maka nefesh be mai shalmena, nefesh tachat nefesh. One pasuk says, this is a different pasuk. It's not the same one we quoted above. If a person, you know, kills an animal, he has to pay for it, nefesh tachat nefesh. The samich lay, so it's not learning gzir shav, it's learning smuchim now. This, the next pasuk says, the ish kitei mum ba'amito kasher sakein yaselo. If a person, you know, wounds somebody else, as he did, you do to him, which means that you're going to pay the money. So right now, the Gemara thinks that we have the Gzeir Shava between Maki Behema and between a person who's Chayiv Malkot. Just like we think that by the Behema, we're not Machalik between Shogeg and Mezid to be Machayiv Mamon, so too, the same thing as we said before, by the Chayiv Malkio, we're not going to be Machalik to Pater him. So the Gemara says, Mahai Lav Maki, yeah, that's nice. It's a nice pasuk, but it doesn't say Mahaka there. It says V'ish Kitein Mum Ba'mito. It doesn't say Maka. Anan Haka Ka Kamrin. It doesn't have to be Maka. Where it says means it's a kind of loose, like it could be Smuchim, but it means Haka is referred to in both Pesukim. If they say it's Smuchim and it's not a Gzeir Shava, then I don't even have a problem. But even if it's a Gzeir Shava, sometimes it's Lav Dafka, like the Gemara has many times, says Uba Kohen B'Yatsa Kohen, and they make a Gzeir Shava that way. Now the Gemara asks, though, "V'hakti b'chovel b'chaveru hu'dichtiv." But that pasuk is talking about chovel b'chaveru. A person wounds his friend. He says, "V'chovel b'chaveru bar tashlumenhu." Remember, chovel b'chaveru. Remember, the Gemara had a few days ago. That's the exception to the rule. Chovel b'chaveru, you're chayav mamon and not malkot. So we're looking for a din that I'm chayav malkot, and as a result of his chayavus malkot, I have a p'tur. So the Gemara says in Einorin LaHakash Yesh B'Shava Pruta, if I don't need the pasuk to teach me a situation where I wounded somebody and it was above a Shava Pruta, because I have another pasuk that teaches me I'm Chai Tashlumen, it's Einorin LaHakash Ein B'Shava Pruta. So we're going to say that this pasuk is talking about a person who hits his friend, but the damages were less than a Shava Pruta, and it's teaching me that even if he didn't hit him B'Mezid, he still would be chayav malchot. That's what we think. So turn page on the top line. I'm wrapping it up here on Lamed Hayom Beis. Sof sof la bar tashlumenhu. But at the end of the day, He's not a bar tashlumin. In other words, we're trying to learn that there's a patur in tashlumin. But if I say he's not chayav tashlumin, it doesn't defeat it. So the Gemara says lo tzricha the bahadi demachia karishirayin delay. The Gemara says the case is that, like, as he's wounding him, he rips, let's say, his silk shirt. So there are tashlumin there for the silk shirt. Now, when we say chovel b'chaveiro, again, so the way the Ritva explains it, the chovel b'chaveiro, he's not going to be chayv malkot, he'll be chayv for the Kabbalah. That's talking about the actual injury to the person from my wounding or striking him. We're here with the Gemara is switching it to say, I wounded somebody, or let's say I took a knife, I stabbed him, I didn't kill him, I stabbed him, but I cut through his expensive silk shirt or whatever. So at the same time, so the silk shirt was $1,000, and I did damages to him as well. So the Gemara says that the limud is that the Torah is teaching me that it's just like the behemoth. Just like behemoth, I'm always chayav of mamon. So by the malkot, if it's a chiv malkot, I'm going to be patur on the mamon. So I'm not going to be chayav. So in the example that I gave, I'd be patur for the silk shirt. I'd be chayav for the chabala that I did to him, but I'd be patur on the silk shirt. Okay, let's just summarize what we did. Then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts, and then we'll move on. Okay, the basic idea, let's just try to get, you know, stay straight the forest from the trees. Okay, the basic idea we've been talking about is, first we spoke about the patur for with kimle b'drabba b'nei. So at the end of the day, the Gemara says, everybody agrees that whether the person killed somebody and he's chayav for Misa, or he's not chayav for Misa, he's not chayav in Teshlumen. That's Tana de Bechizkiah. That's the first you saw. Tana de Bechizkiah teaches me that if you did an Aveira that could theoretically be chayav Yumisa, then you're off the hook for Teshlumen. That's the first you saw. Okay? Now, then we got into the question, what about by chayav Malkiot? If I did an Aveira that would be chayav Malkot, but I'm not chayav Malkot, am I pater for Teshlumen? So I, in other words, I did an aveira that would be a chayav malkot, and I did damages when I did it, but I'm not going to get malkot because I didn't get a straw or something like that. So Yochanan says all bets are off in this case, and you do pay. And Reish Lakish says no, you're off the hook. And Reish Lakish learns it either from the Zeir Shava of Rasha, which we had, you know, connecting the Imbidai Kodah Rasha and Asher Rasha Lamut. Or else ha-ka, which could be, it might be Zeir Shava, or it might be Smuchim, the Pesukim that juxtapose near each other, that teach me that one Pesuk talks about Maki Behema, the next Pesuk talks about a person who injures somebody, and just like by the Maki Behema, I'm always Chayev, so too by the one who injures, if it's a Chiv, we're from Malkot, I'm always Patur, according to Reish Lakish. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything that I did so far?
What does he do with Zeir Shava?
Who? What is who doing?
Yaichen.
I don't know. I typically they learn something else with it, but I don't know what Yochanan will do with it. Okay? Now. All right. Let me see. 1 second. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to move on if everybody's good. Okay? So on Laman Hayamid Bays, we're moving on. Okay, so now we're on the second line. Okay? So Amalei Rav Chiya the Rava, Rav Chiya says to Rava, L'tanad be'chizkiya damar maki dal maki behema. Now, again, L'tanad be'chizkiya was focusing on the pasuk in Parshas Emor. The pasuk says, U'makei behema yishalmena. If you kill the animal, then you're chayav mamon. U'makei adam yumat. But the person who kills somebody, a human, he's put to death, but he's not chayav damages. So it sets up a parallelism, just like Maki Behema is always chayav to pay money, whether the Beshogei, Bemezid, Menkavein, Lo Menkavein, he's always chayav. So too, on the other side of the equation, Maki Adam, I kill somebody, I'm always patur. Now, let's see. But the linchpin of that Talad Bechistia is that there's no difference between Shogeg or Mezid on the animal side of the equation. If there's a difference between Shogeg and Mezid, the whole limit falls by the wayside. So now the Gemara is going to ask, maybe there is a difference between Shogeg and Mezid on the animal side. We'll see. So, Amalei Rav Chiya Rabu, the time of the Bechizki, the Marmake Adam, Marmake Behema, Mimai the Bechol Ktiv, Veleka Leflugei. How did you figure out that the Maki Behema is talking about where he was Maki Behema on a weekday. He says, Dilma b'Shabbat Kiv. Maybe it's talking about where you killed the animal on Shabbos. He says, the Behema Gufa Ikula Pluge. So then with the Behema, if I kill the Behema on Shabbat, then when I kill the Behema, that's Kimle B'Dravmine, because I'm doing a capital crime now. On the Behema side of the equation, if I kill the Behema on Shabbat, so I violate Shabbos on a Torah level, Mechayev Misa. So then we learned that then I'm totally not Chayev Mamo. So the linchpin of our limud was on the Behema side, I'm always Chayev Mamo. But if I'm killing the Behema on Shabbat, I'm not always Chayev Mamon. If it's on Shabbos, I'm going to be Patur for Mamon. If it's during the week, I'm going to be Chayev Mamon. So then the whole Lima is going to fall apart. Let's see back in the Gemara. So I'm the Rav Kila Rava. L'tanu de'chizki the marmake edam maki behema ma'ay de'bechol k'ti b'leka le'pluge d'mashrakhti d'behema gufa yikil le'pluge. So by behema, now I have a chiluk. So the Gemara says, lo sakadaita. I wouldn't think that the Pasuk is talking about a Shabbos situation. The thief, Pasuk says, I've said already, that if you kill the animal, you have to pay for it. If you kill the person, then you don't have to pay. Hechi dami, what's the case that the Pasuk is talking about, let's say by the man? Ilo atrube, if we're talking about where the person didn't get any hasra'a before he killed the person, Makei Adam Mayumat. What is the Pasuk talking about? It says, Makei Adam Yumat. The person who kills another person should be put to death. So it has to be with Hasra. Elapshita the Atrube. It's clear that it has to be with Hasra. The Iba Shabbat, Makei Bema Yishalmena. So if it's on Shabbos, it says, Makei Bema Yishalmena, that, Right, I got it. Okay. So he's saying like this, assuming the whole Pasuk is talking about Shabbos, and we're talking about the man who kills somebody else had a sasra, it's b'mezid on Shabbat. The Iba Shabbat, Makebi Ma Yishalmena. So if it's talking about Shabbos, b'mezid, that's the key thing. In other words, if it's for the hasra, everything's b'mezid. So if it's talking about mezid on the animal side of the situation, and it's on Shabbos, would he pay any money? No. Elav b'chol. So the only way, in other words, the pshuto shel mikra, in other words, if just to read and translate and explain the pasuk, I can't say this pasuk is talking about something that took place on Shabbat. Because if it's talking about on Shabbat, then it has to be that Maki Adam is with Hasra, and that's B'mezid. So the Maki Behema case also has to be B'mezid, and if it's on Shabbos, though, he wouldn't pay the money, because he's Machal Shabbos B'mezid. So it would also be Kim Levit Rabbimine. So it can't be that the Pasuk is talking about Shabbat, okay? Okay, let me pause for a second. Okay, so if it's on Shabbos, and it's potentially the animal case, then it's chayav misa for killing the animal. So then there's no tashlumin, and yet the Torah says umakebi ma'ishalmena, you pay. So it can't be a Shabbat case. Okay. I think you're saying a little bit the same, similar to what the Gemara is saying. In other words, let me take a look here. One second. Right. Okay. So again, let's just say. So the Gemara is trying to prove this pasuk cannot be talking about a Shabbos case. So the Gemara says that the pasuk, the Adam side of the situation has to be talking about a person who got hasra. So it's amazing that he's getting hasra. So the animal side of the situation, assuming we construe the whole pasuk similarly, he gets warning that if he kills the animal, he's going to be chayav misa. And then he kills the animal, and now he's chayav misa, but he's pater from tashlumin. He's pater from tashlumin because it's Shabbat. So wait a sentence, but the Torah says makebe ma'ishalmena has to pay it. So now you want to say, what's your proof that it can't be Shabbat? Right. Wait. So again, it's proof to me that it can't be on Shabbat again. Go ahead. Right. What? Because he what? What? And why? When does he not pay? But that's in essence what the Gemara is saying. That's in essence what the Gemara is saying. But the Gemara wants to line it up like that. But the Mazik case. Okay. Now, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? If the maze, if the maze is dive to death. That I'm saying it's just circular. It's everything's everybody's saying the same thing. Okay. All right, everybody good? Okay, I'm gonna move on then. Okay, now all right, let's take a look. All right, we're on midway down the column on get everybody back here.
You stopped your video camera, looks like.
Oh, 1 second, I don't know what it did. Okay, is it better now? Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, now you're on.
Okay, good. Okay. I didn't do anything. It's just this thing has a mind of its own, but I'm just trying to straighten it out. Okay. So, so we're on midway down the column on Lamed Hayon Beis. Okay. Amalei Rav Papa Labaye, the rabbi of the Marachidshu Shechidsha Torah B'Knas, the Afogav the Mikpil Meshalei Manitin Kamanukim Law. Now, if you remember, Rabbi was working within the sheath of the Tanur of Meir. Right. Rav Meir holds that you can be loka and mishalim. Remember, we discussed this. So again, like we had two mishnayot. The mishnah here, in the first mishnah in Lenaro teaches me if you rape your sister, you chayav the knas, and then other damages as well. And then we have the mishnah Masechet Makot says if you rape the sister and other people, then you get malkot. So which is it? Is it money or malkot? So the Tana Rav Meir, one hezra we had, is what Reish Lakish basically said. Tana Rav Meir says it's both. In other words, in Achinami, in other words, he rejects the sheet of the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold, if you it's got to be, it's loka, it's ain't a mishale. But Rav Meir holds, no, you can be loka and mishale. So it's both. Okay. But then Rabbah explained that according to Rav Meir, that Rav Meir holds that And this was, remember, we had a Brisa. The Brisa spoke about if a person on Shabbat, it was quoting Rav Meir, where the Brisa said if a person stole the Gedi and then on Shabbat he shefted it, tabacho, he's chayav four times the damages. So we said, how could Rav Meir say that he's chayav four times the damages? He should be patur for doing the malach on Shabbat. So the Gemara says that Rav Meir is moda that if it's kanas, then that's a separate inin altogether. In other words, four and five times the penalty the Torah imposes. So kanas has different. It's a chiddush. Kanas itself is a chiddush. So it doesn't follow the regular rules, and he's still chayav. So the Gemara says. So the Gemara that was asking, we referred to this earlier. If are these mishnayot following Rav Meir? And Rav Meir holds that by kanas that you're chayiv. So then, how will he explain the Mishnah? The Mishnah Lamed Vav says if you rape your daughter, that you're patur from the kanas. That's a kanas, and you should be chayiv. You should be chayiv. That's the only thing we don't understand. Okay, so this is back in the Gemara. Let's take a look. So the Gemara says, so Amalei Rav Papa Labaye, the Rabbi of the Marachidashu Shechitcha Torah B'Knas, the Afagav the Mikhtil. Even though he's subject to the death penalty, Mishalim, he still has to pay, because in other words, when he slaughtered the animal on Shabbat, Manitin Kiman Mukim Law. So who will he say our Mishnah goes like? Ikra Meir, if Rabbah was explaining with the Meir, if we say the Mishnah go like Rav Meir, Kasha Bito. So then I don't know how to explain the Mishnah on Lamed Vav. It says if I rape my daughter, I'm Pater from the Tanas. Ikrim Nechunim ben Akana. Now, there's another Tana that he had on Daf Lamed, which was Friday's Daf, that's from Nechunim ben Akana. Remember, Reb Nechunim ben Akana, he learns that not only are you Patur from Tashlumin if you did a Chi of Mitzah Aveira, but if you did a Chi of Karet type of Aveira, you're also Patur from Tashlumin. And the case is the Hidli Gedisho Shel Chaveiro. If a person on Shabbat or Yom Kippur, according to Nechunim ben Akana, I burn the wheat pile of my friend, so I'm destroying the wheat pile, but I'm creating a fire on Shabbat. So Mekuni ben Akana says, even if it's Yom Kippur, where it's only Chiv Karet, I'm Patur, because he learns Ason Ason. There's a Gzeir Shabbat between Ason Ason. He says, I could say, now Reb Mekuni ben Akana also holds that Loke Umishale. So maybe our Mishale would be like Reb Mekuni ben Akana. But then Kasha Achoto. So the difficulty is that Reb Nechunim ben Akana holds that if it's a Chiv Karet, then I'm Patur from Mamono. So the sister case is not going to work out well, because that's going to be a Chiv Karet, yet I'm still going to be, that doesn't work out. Now, the Gemara says, Ik Reb Yitzchak. Now, Reb Yitzchak, I don't think we had yet, but he's referred to Masechet Makot. So Reb Yitzchak, yeah, he holds that you can't get Malkot for Chiyuv Karet. So therefore he holds if it's a Chiyuv Karet, you are a Chayim and Teshlumin. So maybe the Mishnah could, like Rabbi Yitzchak, maybe Rabbi Yitzchak could hold that if it's a Chiyuv Karet, you'll still be, in other words, a Chiv Karet, you'll still be Chaya from Mamono, and that'll work well, because he doesn't learn like Reb Nechunya ben Akana, and that works well. But the difficulty with Reb Yitzchak is Kasha Mamzeret. Mamzeret is a Lav. In other words, Mamzeret is not a Chiv Karet. In other words, the Karet cases within Reb Yitzchak, so I'll be Chayiv Karet, and I'll be Chayiv in Mamo. That's fine. Reb Yitzchak holds that way. But Mamzeret is a case where I'm over in a lav, and there's no chiyuv karet, and nevertheless, he would hold that you get malkot and you'd be off the hook. So the Gemara says, Hamishim Sabar like Rabbi Yochanan, Unami Mataris like Rabbi Yochanan. So if Rabbi Yitzchak agrees with Rabbi Yochanan, he can explain this way, that one is talking about where he had hasra'a for it, so then he gets malkot and he doesn't have to pay. And the Mishnah says he has to pay. It's only about where he didn't have a sweat. That works out well. Ela Yisabar Lach Reish Lakish. But if he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan, he holds like Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said that it's really, you get both. Heichi Mintarisla. How will he explain the Mishnah? So Ela Karcha Rabbi Yochanan Spirulay. Okay, he'll hold like Rabbi Yochanan. All right, let me do a few more lines. I'll do the best I can. Now, Amarle Rav Matan Labaye. Now, according to Rabbi says, Rabbanan says to Abaye, according to Reish Lakish, who says the Torah explicitly includes Chayvi Malkiot, Chayvi Mito. In other words, that if I did not Aveira, that theoretically I could be Chayv Malkiot for, then I have an absolute Petor on Tashlumin, just like by Chayvi Mito. So, Mantana de Paligali Rav Nechunya ben Akana. Now, means like this. Reb Nechunya ben Akana, he holds, if I light up the gadish, the wheat stack of my friend on Yom Kippur, then I'm patur from Tashlumin. I'm patur from Tashlumin. Now, that's one opinion, but there's a Tana that does not agree with Reb Nechunya ben Akana. There's a Tana that disagrees with Reb Nechunya ben Akana. Now, according to Reish Lakish, he says that Chayvi Malkiot or Kichayve Mitod. So let's just one second. Give me 1 second. Oh, I got it. Yeah, thank you. All right. One second. Okay. Malchia Chayvi Nito, right? It says, one sound system. Right. So it means like this. So here's the thing. Every chiyuv kare could be a chiyuv malkut as well. If I'm warned for malkut, it could be a malkut case. So again, so he says, let's go back in the Gemara. So he says here, the Reish Lakish Damar Pirush Rivas Torah Chayvi Malkut Chayvi Mito. So I have the patur for Chayvi Malkut just like Chayvi Mito. Mantana the Palik Leid Rav Nechuni Ben Akana. In other words, Rav Nechuni Ben Akana says I'm off the hook when I light up the Gadish. But who is the one who disagrees with him and says that I am a chayiv? Because in other words, there's a chayiv kari, but there's a theoretical way I could be chayiv malchot for that. If I'm warned from malchot, I'm chayiv malchot. So I should be patur from malchot. And so who's the one who holds like that? So the Gemara says, Rameir, it could be Rameir, Rabbi Yitzchak. It could be Rameir, because Rameir holds loke umishalim. Rameir holds, I can get malchot and pay money. That works out well. Or it could be Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says that malchot are not shayach by chayvei kritot. Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't agree that there's malchot by chayvei kritot. All right, that's the best I have on those few lines. Okay. In other words, the question is, if I do an aveira that the Torah prescribes kare for, but Aiden warned me and say that I'll get malchot for it, do I get malchot for it or not? So most hold that I will get malchot for it, but Rabbi Yitzchak says no, nothing doing. You're not going to get malchot for it. So if you're not going to get malchot for it, so who disagrees with Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana? So it could be Rabbi Yitzchak. In other words, the key is once there's malchot involved, so then there's a patur regardless of my intent. You know. So let's do the next few lines of the Gemara. That'll be it. Okay, six lines from the bottom. Okay, now Tan Rabbanan, we don't learn the Brisa, so we don't understand the Brisa, so we must be patient. The arayot, shniot la'arayot is usually rabbinic prohibitions, but we'll see. Ein lahem lo kanas v'lo pitui. So it means if I rape the arayot or the shniot la'arayot, I'm not subject to kanas, not subject to pitui damages. If it was the kanas by b'fata, the fine for seducing a woman. Now we learned in our Mishnah that even though it was arayot, you were chayav for it. She rejects the husband. So so she's ma'enet, and then she was raped or seduced. I lo need is the one who never develops. Ain lo kanas lo pitui. By yotzeit mishum shemra, if the woman was sort of married and then the husband said, you know, I didn't find her betula, ain lo kanas lo pitui. Okay, that's the braisa. So now the Gemara says two lines to the bottom. My arayot or my shniut l'arayot. Focusing on the first two lines of the braisa, what does the ton of the braisa mean when he said arayot and shniut l'arayot? Ilema arayot. If I would say arayo, top line mamkin buraal arayo mamash means the actual, you know, forbidden sexual relationship that is spelled forth in the chumash. Shniot mi dibrei sofrim, and shniot are the ones that are rabbinically prohibited. Came into right to chazilei amayin lahem kras. So the Tana of the Brisa, which we'll see, the Gemara is going to say it could be Shimon Atimni. He holds that if it's prohibited on a deraisa level, there's no kras. That's the idea. So, but if it's shniot means midibrei sofrim, why is there no kanas on a Torah level? I was tired. So Ella line 3, Ella arayot chayvi mitor beitim. When the Tana says arayot, it means you'd be chayv of the death penalty. Shniot chayvi kritot, and the shniot are the forbidden relations that I'm chayv kare for. And so in those cases, if I rape the woman, the Tana holds, I'm not chai of the Knas. Aval chai de lavin, but if it's just the chiv lav that I transgress, yesh don Knas. Umani, so who would the Brisa be like then? Shimon HaTimnihi. If you remember, we had Shimon HaTimni earlier on Chavtenor Beis, and it says, below Tia Isha, remember? So Shimon HaTimni said, Lo Tia Isha, he said, Isha Sheish Bahavaya. In other words, the Torah is talking about a woman that you could theoretically marry. If it's a woman that if I would Makadish her, the Kiddushin on a toe face, there's no Knas. So then this price, it would be like Shimon HaTimni. He says, Ika da Amri, others say, Arayot, Chayve Mitot Beitin, Chayve Kritot. That Arayot includes both Chiv Mita and the Chiv Karet, Shniot Chayve Lavin, Shniot even the Chayve Lavin, like let's say like a Mamzer, who says Mamzeret. So Mani, then according to whom would the Brisa be like? In other words, according to this, the second version, if I rape a woman that could be a Chiv Misa, or a Chiv Karet, or a Chiv Lav, I rape a woman who's Mamzeret, so there's no Knas in any of those situations. So Mani, who does the Brisa like? Rishim Manasi here, remember, or who, he, right. Rishim Manasi said, Veloti Elisha, Isha Re'uyelo. It has to be a woman who, if I would marry her, right, the woman that I should be married to, and it's not the woman I should be married to. So even though the Kishar Tofe, right. Okay, what's up? No, how did I say it? Show me the line where I said that. No, I never said that. Listen to the recording tonight. Listen to the recording. I never said that. Okay. Okay, so I tell you what. Well, let me get something out, and we'll see what we can do with the review. Okay. Okay. Well, from the whole daf, you mean, or from the whole daf?
The last piece review.
Okay. All right. One second. I'll see what I can do now. Here's Lamed Hay. Let me get Lamed Hay here. All right. Here's Lamed Hay. I like the stories much better. All right. Let's do a review. All right. So the first part of the daf today, we spoke about, basically it came down to the patur. We have kim leib d'rabamine. If I commit an aveira that's mechayev mi misa, death penalty, then I'm patur from teshlumen. That's kim leib d'rabamine. The Gemara ends up saying the patur is according to everybody. In other words, even if there's no Adim, there's no Hasra, whatever the situation is, even if I'm not definitely going to be executed, I'm still Pater from Teshlumen. If the damages were caused, you know, what I was doing in Aveira, that's Mechayev Mimisa. Okay, or theoretically could be Mechayev Mimisa. Okay, then we spoke about, let's say it's a Chayechi of Malkio, lashes. So then we had the Machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So if I transgress a lav, that's a chi of malkiot. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that the patur is only if I'm actually chai of malkot, then I have the patur. But if for some reason I'm not chai of malkot, let's say I didn't get a hasro, something like that, then all bets are off. Then I do have to pay. And according to Reish Lakish, no, the patur is absolute across the board. And the key that we learned is, first we had Tana de Beit Chizkiya, which taught me in the death case, is the patur is across the board. And then by the Malkiot, why did Reish Lakish say the patur is across the board? So Reish Lakish has a limud, either a Gzeir Shava of Rasha Rasha, or he's got a different Gzeir Shava according to Rav of Makeh Makeh, which could be Gzeir Shava, or it could be Smuchim from the Psukim. Either way, he has a Drasha. Teach me that I'm covered off with that. Okay, then we asked the question about the Brisa with Tana de Chizkiya. How do I know that it's talking about that there's no chiluk on the animal side of the equation? That animal I have to always pay. Maybe animal I don't have to pay. If I kill the animal on Shabbat and I don't have to pay, then if there's no equivalence between, then the whole limud would go through the you know, out the window. So the Gemara says it can't be because. The Gemara says it's funny about the Gemazid case, but it ends up being that since it's Makebe Mayishalmena, that would mean that the Gemara proves it's talking about a Mazid case, and Mazid Makebe Mayishalmena, if Mazid I'm on Shabbos, I'm a Chal Shabbos, then Badai, I'm not, I'm Patur from the Tashlumen, and since it's Makebe Mayishalmena. So it can't be talking about that it's Shabbos. Okay, so much for that. Now, then we asked, this was more difficult. This was, according to Rabbah, Rabbah was explaining the Mishnah within Reb Meir. The Reb Meir says that so that you can be lokeo mishalim, you get malkot and have to pay the money. So, but Reb Meir, Rabbah explains that Reb Meir holds that if it's kenas, then even though I do a serious veira that we chayev mi misa, I nevertheless pay the kenas. I pay the kenas, and because kenas is a chiddush, so it's a chiddush, so it's a whole different game when it comes to kenas. So, I mean, the reason he says that is because we had the brisa that according to Reb Meir, if a person stole an animal and then he fechted it on Shabbat, he and according to Rabbah, he himself shechts it on Shabbos, he has to pay Arba B'Chamisha, notwithstanding the fact that he's Chayav Misa for it. So how is he going to explain, you know, our Mishnah? So it doesn't seem like it's going to fit in to anybody, because the Mishnah, we could say one Mishnah says you get Malko, one Mishnah says you pay, that's fine. But then we have the Mishnah says that by Bito, I'm Patra from the Knas. That's not going to work out so well. And then I have, maybe it's from the Chuni Ben Akana, and he holds that you'd be Lokin Mishalim also. And he says, but then Achoto is a Chiyuv Karet, and a Chiyuv Karet, I should be Patur from Rim the Chuni Ben Akana. And then according to Rabbi Yitzchak said that, Rabbi Yitzchak said, 1 second. Yeah, Rabbi Yitzchak says there's no malkot by chayvei kritot. There's no malkot by chayvei kritot. So but if it's like Rabbi Yitzchak, so kasha mamzeret. So the thing is, so I all right. 1 second. So the chayvei kritot, there's no malkot, right? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yisrael, so if he holds like Rabbi Yochanan says one case there was hasra, one case there was no hasra, so then that could work. We could say it goes like Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says that by karet there's no malkot, but If there was no hasra, then I have to tell you if that works out well. But I don't know. I'm gonna break off at this point in time. Okay. Excuse me. All right, let me have the
record. Can you start tomorrow with that arayot and shniot la arayot? That's what I thought was fast.
I don't know. I can't make any guarantees. One second.